That's what it meant?
Yes, yes.
Is, in other words, a turn is just enough to take in for one family?
That's why the supply, you know, yes.
And by the way, I forgot to ask you, once you cut the hay, or cut the grass, and it would come back up again, what would that be called? The thing that you, the next time that you cut?
Second cutting.
That's a second cutting?
Yes.
And then about how many crops would you get?
Well, you can get three or four of it.
That many?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so you take some meal of some corn in to be ground. What would a store keep flour in?
So what did they keep it in?
Yes, flour, molasses, and things like that in a store. What would they keep those things in?
Well, at that time, you know, we used to have some bales, you know, bales of flour, you know. Mm-hmm. And with a head in them, you know, knock that head out. And also, you could go down, you could buy flour then, you know, that's loose, you know, you could get to it any way you want it. Go to that bale, you know, and dip it out there. Also sugar. Mm-hmm. Same way.
As much as you wanted, you
didn't yes,
take 10
right.
pounds.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Uh-huh. And what would they keep molasses in? Sorghum?
Bale.
Same thing.
Yes, sir. You know, 60-gallon bale.
I see. And nails, would they?
Nail cage.
Oh, smaller.
Cage, yes, small cage.
How would they get the sorghum out of the barrel? What, would they have a little?
Well, they got a little, I'd call it a faucet, like a faucet, you know. Mm-hmm. Just turn it on, mm-hmm. and they come out. And sometimes when they go to sugar, you take the head out of it.
Oh, I see. You get hard.
Oh, you go to sugar, yes, sir.
I see.
Uh-huh. I've had to do it.
Can you just have to throw it out then, or what?
No, sir. You can just put it on fire, heat it on the stove, somebody come back.
Oh, I see. So you can, if you...
You can eat them right on.
Heat enough.
Yes.
How did you keep molasses on the table? Did you have molasses?
Well, if in a fruit jar.
So you didn't, it must have, you had a lot of it then.
Yes, that's right.
Did you, grow your own sorghum?
Lots of time I did.
Did you?
Yes.
You remember how you used to get the, cut the sorghum and then you take it off to a mill?
Yes, sir.
Remember how they used to do that?
Yes, sir. It's like I'm doing it now, I can see it someplace.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Well, the first thing you do, you strip your cane, they call it. Strip it, you know, and top it. You know, get the top out and strip it, and then you cut it down. Pile it up, lay it in the field where you cut it, and get your wagon, carry it to the mill. Well, now the mill at, you take it down, you see. And then you grind your molasses up. Mm-hmm. You have a big old pan, you know. Oh, I don't know, about 4 or 5 feet wide and 8 feet long. And you grind your sorghum up in there, in the mill. Got a mill with two mills to it. And the mules go around this way.
I see. You'd feed the sorghum into the...
That's right, into there.
And then the mill itself...
Yes, sir.
To,
that's right.
To just
that's right.
The,
that's right, juice out of it.
I see. Uh-huh.
And it's run down a 60-gallon barrel. Juice to. Mm-hmm. Then you get it out there and carry it to the pan, you see.
Mm-hmm. And then you would... would you heat the pan?
Well, the pan, it'd be a big fire under that pan, you know. You got it built up out of bricks, you know, about this high.
Oh, I see.
And the pan sitting up on it, you ain't got a hood on it, ain't no bunch of fire under there, you know.
About 8 feet long.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where would the smoke go?
Well, they had a smokestack on that end, on the end of it.